Paid sick leave was approved by Milwaukee voters last November and was supposed to start in February. A lawsuit by Milwaukee businesses has stalled it ever since. Sanjita Nayak is with the Milwaukee chapter of the working women's group 9 to 5. She says employees who are ill or have sick children need to stay home for the benefit of all. She thinks the recent declaration of a worldwide flu pandemic will underscore the need for paid sick leave.
We're living here in Wisconsin, where it's the highest reported number of cases, and Milwaukee being the city with the most H1N1 cases in the state. We know that this is an urgent issue.
The Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce argues the local paid sick leave ordinance would conflict with Wisconsin's Family and Medical Leave Act. Others say employers can't afford paid sick leave during a recession. But Jonathan Hiller from a national group called Human Impact Partners says passing federal paid sick leave would send a message to all employers.
It will make it easier for them because they'll feel, okay, I'm doing something that's okay. And it'll also probably tell the employer, look, you know, this is part of our national culture now, and this is acceptable, and I really shouldn't be taking any action against an employee.
The national proposal would provide up to 7 paid sick days a year. The Milwaukee ordinance would allow up to 9. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.